Hare Krishna, everybody. Today, as you all might know, is Narottam Das Thakur's appearance day. And he's one of the greatest acharyas within our movement. I will later on talk a little bit more about his glories. For now, I would like to start with Lala Samai Prarthana. It's a bhajan by Narottam Das Thakur. I hope you have a songbook, otherwise you can maybe look together.
Gauranga bolite habe Pulaka sharira Hari hari bolite na Yane baheni ra Gauranga bolite habe Pulaka sharira Hari hari bolite na Yane baheni ra Araka benita chande karuna oi be samsara vasana mora kabe tu chahabe Vishaya chariya kabe shudha habe man kabe hamahe raboshi vrindavan Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti Kabe Hama Bhuja Boshe Jugala Piriti Raghunatha Pade Rahu Morai sha prarthana karo ye sada narottam dasa Paragunata pade rahu mara asha prarthana karo ye sada narottam das sharira hari hari bolite na jane baheni Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Vaishnav Thakur 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupad 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupad Nitai Gora Haribon, 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 Nitai Gora Haribon.
There you go. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Tatra vishishta ye vriksha. Tatra vishishta ye vriksha bhita duhitaram tada bhita duhitaram tada ujahrus te prachetobhya ujahrus te prachetobhya Upadishta Svayambhuva Upadishta Svayambhuva Tatra Vashishta Yevriksha Bhita Duhitaram Tada Ujaruste Prachetobhya Upadishta Svayambhuva Tatra vashishta ye vriksha Bhita duhitaram tada Ujaruste prachetobhya Upadishta svayambhuva Prabhujis? Tatra vashishta ye vriksha Bhita duhitaram tada Ujahruste prachetobhya Upadishta svayambhuva Tatra vashishta ye vriksha Bhita duhitaram tada Ujahruste prachetobhya Upadishta Svayambhuva Tatra Vashishta Ye Vriksha Bhita Duhitaram Tada Ujaruste Prachetobhya Upadishta Svayambhuva Tatra Vashishta Ye Vriksha Bhita duhitaram tada Ujaruste prachetobhya Upadishta svayambhuva Matajis? Tatra vashishta ye vriksha Bhita duhitaram tada Ujaruste prachetobhya Upadishta Svayambhuva Tatra Vashishta Ye Vriksha Bhita Duhitaram Tada Ujaruste Prachetobhya Upadishta Svayambhuva Tatra vashishta ye vriksha Bhita duhitaram tada Ujaruste prachetobhya Upadishta svayambhuva Tatra There Avashishta Remaining Ye Which Vriksha Trees Bhita, being afraid. Duhitaram, their daughter. Tada, at that time. Ujahru, delivered. Te, they. Prachetobhya, unto the prachetas. Upadishta, being advised. Svayambhuva, by Lord Brahma. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada ki jai. The remaining trees, being very much afraid of the prachetas, immediately delivered their daughter at the advice of Lord Brahma. Purport. The daughter of the trees is referred to in text 13 of this chapter. This daughter was born of Kandu and Pramlocha. The society girl, Pramlocha, after giving birth to the child, immediately left for the heavenly kingdom. While the child was crying, the king of the moon took compassion upon her and saved her by putting his finger into her mouth. This child was cared for by the trees, and when she grew up by the order of Lord Brahma, she was delivered to the prachetas as their wife. The name of this girl was Marisha. As the next verse will explain, it was the predominating deity of the trees that delivered the daughter. In this connection, Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhupada states, Vriksha tad adhishtatra devata. The trees means the controlling deity of those trees. In Vedic literatures, we find that there is a controlling deity of the water. Similarly, there is a controlling deity of the trees. The prachetas were engaged in burning all the trees to ashes, as they considered the trees to be their enemies. To pacify the prachetas, the predominating deities of the trees, under the advice of Lord Brahma, delivered the daughter Marisha. Hare Krishna, everybody. Thank you very much for this opportunity. This is kind of my first class. The first, very first class I gave was a topical class, but I got the mercy from Madhugopal Prabhu to give class on Sri Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya's appearance day, which is a very, very special day. I was listening to lectures by Indra Jumna Swami about Narottam Das Thakur, and he was talking about so many pastimes, and they're just so amazing, every single one. And I wanted to note down some important points which I heard, but I ended up almost wanting to write down the whole lecture, which is 3 hours of lecture, and I think that would end up in 3 hours of lecture by me also, which would not be as good. But before I will start about talking about Narottam Das Thakur, I'll just briefly talk about the text from today. So, as we know that the prachetas were praying to Lord Vishnu under the water for a very long time. And as a result, Lord Vishnu wanted to give them a benediction. But the prachetas didn't need any a benediction. They said just attaining the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu is more than anyone can ever want. What is the use of all the wealth if you already have attained Lord Vishnu's lotus feet? So at one certain point in the text, in one of the texts before Lord Vishnu actually gives the benediction that they will enjoy all opulence and wealth, he was talking about this daughter of Khandu and Pramlocha. He said that they would have to marry this daughter because she has similar qualities as the Prachetas. And although, I mean, in normal society, it's not allowed for one woman to marry many husbands, and similarly also, it's the same for men, because if you take that responsibility of marrying many wives or many husbands, then you'd also have to be able to satisfy all of their desires in an equal way. And that's impossible for a human being. We cannot even satisfy one person, let's say two or three. So, but here Lord Vishnu is saying that they'd have to accept her as their wife because she's the only one qualified enough to be their wife. So here we see that the Prachetas, when they came out of their meditation, out of their prayers for Lord Vishnu, they saw so many trees, and they were all, you know, actually destroying the land. So the Prachetas became so angry that they burned all the trees. They started burning all the trees. And the trees, we can see the trees became very afraid. And Lord Brahma, therefore, said to the trees that they would have to deliver Marisha. So in this way, we can see that actually Lord Brahma is in charge of keeping the harmony and peace on this world. And by this one advice, he actually made Lord Vishnu's he fulfilled Lord Vishnu's desires, because Lord Vishnu wanted Marisha to marry the Prachetas, and also he saved the trees because the trees gave Marisha to the Prachetas. That's why they stopped burning all the trees. So I was thinking about if I could possibly connect this purport, this verse, to Narottam Das Thakur, and I was just thinking, how will I do this? So as I was researching about Narottam Das Thakur, I came upon one thing that Prabhupada said in a lecture of his on Nityananda's appearance day. He was talking about the purport of Nitai Pada Kamala. And he says, Narottam Borodukhi, Narottam Das Thakur, he is Acharya. He is presenting himself, that is Acharya, means he is not Dukhi. But he is presenting himself as Dukhi, that is Acharya. Acharya, they are never Dukhi. But taking the common man's position, he says, Narottam Borodukhi. Or, in other words, Narottam means the best of the human being. So, here is the material world. One may be the best of the human being, very exalted position, but everyone is dukhi, unhappy. So I was thinking about the same thing, because just the mere fact that the Prachetas could actually see and actually converse with Lord Vishnu, and then that means that they must be such great devotees, such great personalities. Then if such great personalities have such wonderful qualities, how could they become angry just because of some trees? And the same quality we can see in Narottam Das Thakur. He's such an exalted devotee. He knows all the philosophies. He knows everything that has to do with Krishna consciousness. But still, he says Narottam Borodukhi. Still, he says that he's sad. So I was looking at this quality that devotees, the pure devotees have. Even Prabhupada, at certain points, he was sad. Like even when he was coming from India, to through the Jaladuta, he was saying that I'm a mere puppet in your hands, Krishna. You know, move me as you will. Because he was sad, he didn't know what to do. But still, I mean, he's so learned. Just see, he created so many followers. And so I was thinking that why is it that what is this connecting point? What is this? How come that all these elevated devotees still show symptoms of such, actually, it looks a little bit materialistic emotions? And then I was thinking that actually it's just because it's Krishna. It's Krishna is in the center. Krishna is in the center of all their activities. And just because it's for their devotional service, they become sad, they become happy, they become distressed. And even though in the Bhagavad Gita it says that, you know, just as one passes through winter and summer in the same mood, one should also pass through sorrow and happiness in the same mood. But here we see these great personalities who are suffering in this way. And we can see that it's just for their service. The Prachetas became angry because the trees were impeding them their service. And Narottam Das Thakur was sad just to illustrate that even the greatest devotees, they're also sad because they're in separation. And Narottam Das Thakur, as you might know, is had three very close associates. Was Shamananda Pandit, Srivasacharya, and later on Ramchandra Kaviraj, who is a disciple of Srinivasacharya. So Indrajumna Swami was explaining about that this friendship that Narottam Das shared with all these associates was so strong. They had such a strong friendship. Whenever they'd see, they'll just run to each other. They'd embrace each other, and you know, as if they die the next day. It'd be so intense that even the devotees who would be surrounding this event would be shocked, would be crying themselves, even though they might not even understand why they were crying. It was just such an intense feeling. And Indrajumna Swami explains why is it actually that they had such a deep connection. I mean, normally we have friends because we like the same clothes, we like the same food, we like the same music, but it's not strong enough. If you see a friend after some while, you're just happy for, like when I came back from India, I was so happy for one or two days. You feel so happy to see everybody, but after those 2 days, it's just back to normal life, you know. It's just go on. But this relationship between Narottam Das Thakur and his associates was so deep that it would go on. It would go on for days and days on end. They would just do kirtan together because they were so happy. For nights, they'd go on through the night even. So Indrajumna Swami says the reason why Narottam Das Thakur had such a strong friendship is only because Krishna and Guru was in the center. Only because of that. He says that you may not like the same clothes or prasad, but that connection is much deeper because it's something eternal. It's not something that's just flickering, you know, like everything changes. Dislikes and likes changes about music, about clothes, it's all temporary. It's just so temporary. But Krishna is always the same because he's everything. So Narottam Das Thakur, Indrajumna Swami explained why is this such an important date, Narottam Das Thakur's appearance day. He says it's even more important than Janmashtami. It's even more important than Radhashtami. It's even more important than all those other festivals. And he says, why? It's only because without their mercy, we wouldn't even be here. We wouldn't even know Krishna. We wouldn't even know Janmashtami. We wouldn't even know Radhashtami. So what could we do without their mercy, without His mercy? And he also says, it's as good as to chant the name of a devotee as it is to chant the name of the Lord. So that's why I feel very unqualified to speak today, because it's such an important day, actually, that I don't know if I can speak anything, but the only thing what I can do is quote what Indrajumna Maharaj said, what Prabhupada said, and what previous acharyas said, and I hope that it will sound as if I'm talking some sense. So Narottam Das Thakur, Narottam, his name itself speaks 1,000 words. His name is Narottam, Nara Uttama. It means, Nara means human being, and Uttama means superior, the most superior. So Narottama is the most superior among human beings. So this name already explains how he is. It's said that when he was born, he was so beautiful that his glorification just spread all over the kingdom, because he was such a beautiful sight to see. He was very smart as well. In school, he would be very like pakka. He would know everything, and Sanskrit, he would be very good. But Narottam Das Thakur never felt satisfied. He never felt satisfied. He knew all of the things in the Vedas and other subject matters, but he would never feel satisfied. And he was wondering why. And then I think there was this old pandit who was talking about the pastimes of Gauranga and his associates. And just hearing those pastimes, Narottama was just mesmerized. He was saying, "Go on, go on, keep on going," and he'd become so immersed in these pastimes that he just started to feel this huge feeling of separation from Lord Gauranga. So then, at a certain point, he was not interested in kingdom affairs. He was not interested in school. The only thing he'd do is chant day and night, day and night. And his mother and father, his father was the king, Krishnananda Dutt. And he was thinking, this cannot happen. My son will have to follow me and go on the throne, and he'll have to take care of the kingdom. How can he, you know, he can't just live as a hermit, you know. And then he started to send guards to watch over him. So day and night there would be guards surrounding him. And he just wanted to go to Vrindavan. The only thing he wanted was to go to Vrindavan. I think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also came to him in his dream and told him to go to Vrindavan or something like that. But he really felt this intense desire to go to Vrindavan. And he was thinking, how will I go? There are guards surrounding me every single minute. There's no time that they would leave him. And his father would always watch over him, and his mother, and there would always be people surrounding him. So at a certain moment, this Krishnananda Dutt and his brother, they were leaving for, I don't remember, a meeting or something like that. And they wouldn't come back for maybe 2 or 3 days, or maybe longer. And Narottam Das Thakur thought that this is the perfect opportunity to go to Vrindavan. So in the middle of the night, he left his mother and left for Vrindavan. Every single person he'd see on the road, they would all offer him respects, because he was, you know, the son of the king, and, you know, so in this way he was going to Vrindavan. And there he also, that's a whole big story, of course, you know, he got instructions from Srila Jiva Goswami, and that's he got all his lessons from Srila Jiva Goswami and got initiated by Lokanath Maharaj. So I would also wanted to Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. So Srila Narottam Das Thakur, it's actually impossible to talk about his, Indrajumna Swami says it's unfathomable. You can't understand, you can't even compress all of these qualities that he had in one single lecture. He talks about Narottam Das Thakur for 3 hours, and still he says he didn't have enough time to explain about Narottam Das Thakur. And he said, why is Narottam Das Thakur so special? Because God himself pointed him out to be the one responsible for keeping this Krishna consciousness movement going. God himself made this movement and chose Narottam Das Thakur to keep this movement alive. You know, even Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he actually predicted that Narottam Das Thakur would appear and he would carry on this Krishna conscious movement. He was doing this his famous kirtans along the Padma River. And at one certain point, he just shouts out, Narottam, Narottam, Narottam! And amongst the associates present there, nobody was named Narottam. So Nityananda thought, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he just calls out Narottam and then falls on the ground, unconscious. Who is this Narottam? So he goes to Lord Chaitanya and he says, Mahaprabhu, who is this Narottam? And Lord Gauranga opened his eyes and he said, he's the great devotee that will appear after we finish our pastimes and he will continue the mission of Krishna consciousness. So this is actually how important Narottam Das Thakur was. And I was listening further and further, and at a certain point it was said that Narottam Das Thakur, he left for Keturi because he was with Srinivas Acharya and Shamananda Pandit, and then he left with Shamananda Pandit to Keturi, and he had to, I think, preach, or was it the books? I don't remember exactly. And at one certain point, Shamananda Pandit stayed behind, and Narottam Das Thakur decided to visit all the associates of Lord Chaitanya who were left, who are still on this earth, because he said, there's no time. I have to get this association in order to get the mercy to spread this Krishna conscious movement. So he left, and he started visiting various acharyas, various associates. He went to Lord Nityananda's, he went to Ekachakra Gram. And he met also Mother Janava. And before he came in, and before he paid his respects, Mother Janava stopped him. He said, stop. First go to Jagannath Puri. Hurry, hurry. There's no time. So, I mean, Narottam Das Thakur didn't even have time to properly pay his respects to Mother Janava, but he had to leave immediately. So then he left immediately to Jagannath Puri. And he also, I think he met various associates. And then at a certain moment, he went to the samadhi of Haridas Thakur. He paid his respects and he cried in separation. And later on, he fell asleep next to the samadhi. And he had a dream. Indrajumna Maharaj explains, he says, there's a footnote here. Dream for acharyas doesn't mean dreaming like we do, the nonsense that we dream, but it's actually a vision. So he dreamt that he was watching the Rath Yatra in Puri. And there were thousands of devotees, really millions and thousands of devotees. And he was just watching from the side. At a certain moment, he saw in front of Jagannath's cart, he saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord himself. And he was just amazed, and he started crying. And at a certain moment, Lord Gauranga saw him. He ran towards him. He embraced him and was so happy to see him. And he said to him, "Through you, I will manifest a new type of kirtan that will mesmerize the entire universe. Through your kirtan, I will reveal my mission. It will explain my message, and it will reveal my very deep and divine pastimes. Narottam, don't you worry about anything. Now and in the future, anyone who will take shelter of you will automatically get the shelter of my feet and attain pure prema bhakti." And he also predicted that very soon you'll be joined by a special devotee, Ramchandra Kaviraj, and together you will spread this mission. So Narottam Das Thakur, he woke up and he was in the temple in Jagannath Puri. He was in the Jagannath temple, and he was paying his respects to Jagannath, and the garland from Jagannath fell on Narottam Das Thakur, and he immediately thought of this as a sign, and he started to preach Krishna consciousness in a very, very divine way. And so he was doing this, his various pastimes. And then a very, very interesting point that Indrajumna Maharaj said, he said, it is described that when Narottam Das Thakur would dance and chant, even the Gandharvas were put to shame. He was so amazing. Like in the Khetri Gram, there was a festival, a huge festival on Gaur Purnim. It was the installation of various deities. And at a certain moment, Narottam Das Thakur was asked to sing. And I would also want to mention this point. Before he started to sing, he paid his respects and he did puja, arti, for every single kartal, every single mridanga that was present there. Every single one. Just think, this is a small temple room and we have three mridangas, two of them have vanished. And so many kartals. Kartals are always in huge amounts. And just think, there were so many devotees in that festival. So many devotees. Just think, how many mridangas would be there? How many kartals would be there? And he would pay respects to every single one. Every single one, he'd do arti for them. And then he started to sing and dance. The moment he started to sing and dance in his own way that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was talking about, everybody was mesmerized. Everybody was just standing and they couldn't move. They couldn't even talk. They couldn't even sing. They were just looking at Narottam Das Thakur in great amazement. Wow, what is this, you know? And then after a certain moment, they all started dancing and jumping and doing kirtan. And Narottam Das Thakur was so sincere that he induced even the Lord to come down from Goloka and dance in his kirtan along with the Panchatattva. That's how great Narottam Das Thakur was. And you know, the song that we sang today, the first line only. I love this song. It's an amazing song. I actually never paid attention to it before, but just I think previous year I was just reading several translations of several bhajans, and I was reading the translation of this one. It says Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sharira. It means when will my body tremble? when I say the name of Lord Gauranga. Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Bahinira. And then will tears start flowing from my eyes when I say the name Hari Hari. It's just amazing. Just the first line says so many things. I mean, it's amazing. I'd just talk hours and hours about Narottam Das Thakur. I was just like amazed by these lectures of Indrajumna Maharaj and the things that even Prabhupada said, so many wonderful things about Narottam Das Thakur. We should really, today is such a special day. Narottam Das Thakur was one of the most important people. So just to end today, today's lecture day has not ended. I would like to quote something that Narottam Das Thakur said. He says, "Grihe va banete thake, ha Gauranga bole dake, ha Gauranga." Always chanting Nitai Gaur and thinking of Nitai Gaur. Such person, Narottam Das Thakur says, "Grihe va." He may be a sannyasi, or he may be a grihasta. It doesn't matter. But because he is absorbed in the thought of Nitai Gaur, so Narottam mage dhanra sange. Narottam is always desiring to associate with such a person. Yes. So, if there are any questions or comments, please. Okay.
Where? Oh, there.
Yes. Disappearance. Yeah, I was just listening actually this morning about his disappearance. It's actually a whole pastime related to his disappearance. It wasn't just like, oh, I'm going to leave my body now, or something like he just disappeared or something. It was actually such an amazing thing. So at a certain moment, Narottam Das Thakur was preaching everywhere, converting the highest Brahmins or the lowest Shudras to become Vaishnavas. Even it was said the king of dacoits, he even converted him to a Vaishnava. So at a certain moment, Narottam Das Thakur was being very immersed. He had so many disciples, and then the news came that Ramachandra Kaviraj, Srinivas, and Shamananda Pandit left their bodies. And his disciples didn't know how to confront Narottam Das Thakur with this news. How will they say that his most intimate associates have left their bodies? How will Narottam Das Thakur, you know, be able to cope with this news? So for days on end, the disciples would converse and think about how they would approach Narottam Das Thakur in this way. So at a certain moment, Narottam Das Thakur was going to his bhajan kutir, and one of his senior disciples, I forgot his name, approached Narottam Das Thakur, and in a very sad voice he said, Guruji, I have to tell you something. And immediately Narottam Das Thakur knew that something was wrong. He said, "What's wrong? What happened? Is something happened? What's wrong?" The disciple was feeling very, you know, nervous, and he said, "Ramchandra Kaviraj left his body." And Narottam Das Thakur couldn't. He just started crying and falling on the ground, and he couldn't take this. And then Narottam Das Thakur said, "Is this all?" And then the disciple said, "Srinivas Acharya also left his body." And Narottam Das Thakur couldn't take this. He was just crying and crying, and the disciple couldn't take this, and he just went away. And Narottam Das Thakur was crying day after day, day after day. And he went into the forest, and even there, for days and days on end, he was crying, and all his disciples were following him into the forest and also crying, because seeing him cry, just everybody started crying. So then, at a certain moment, Narottam Das Thakur comes out of the forest with all his disciples and says, "Build my funeral pyre along the Ganges." And all the disciples were just like, "Oh no, you know, what do we do?" But this is the order of our spiritual master. We cannot disobey the order of our spiritual master. So they started to, you know, build this funeral pyre, and Narottam Das Thakur started to leave his body. And when he already left his body, and his body was on the funeral pyre, and his disciples were taking leave of him, and then some envious brahmanas came, and they said, "Ha, see, this is just karma. You know, just because he converted, he thought that he's not even a brahmana. He's a kayasta. That's in between a kshatriya and a vaishya. He's not even a brahmana." And he tried spreading philosophy of the Vedas. You know, who did he think he was? You know, and his most prominent disciple, he was showing actually the most important quality of a Vaishnava. He showed compassion. He turned to Narottam Das Thakur and touched his lotus feet and said, "Please forgive them. Please forgive them for their sins. Please help them. Help me. And help them liberate themselves from these foolish ideas." And at that moment, a miracle happened. Narottam Das Thakur, life filled back into his body. And it was said that he was shining like millions of suns. Millions of suns. He was so effulgent. And at that moment, a Brahmin thread also appeared. And he stood up, and he just defeated the Brahmins, the envious Brahmins, in no time. And at a certain point, he lay down on the banks of the Ganges, and he told his disciples, "Massage me with the holy water of the Ganges." So the disciples started massaging the body of Narottam Das Thakur. And at that moment, his body just turned into milk. The moment they were massaging his body, slowly and slowly, it was turning into milk. And the disciples were just like, "Oh no, we should stop. But then again, this is again the order of our spiritual master. How can we again disobey? No, we can't." And they just kept on massaging. And then they stored this milk in a pot. And Indrajumna Maharaj, along with several devotees, were searching for the samadhi of Narottam Das Thakur. And so he was searching for a long while. He was thinking, "Oh, there should be a huge building, or in Vrindavan there are these beautiful, you know, marble buildings around samadhi." So he thought, "Oh, where is this samadhi?" And then at a certain moment, under a tree, you know, there was a small, very small samadhi. And it said Dood Samadhi. That Dood means milk. And Indrajumna Maharaj asked one of the locals, what does it say on this samadhi? And they said it's Dood Samadhi, the samadhi of Narottam Das Thakur. It was very simple. And so, yeah, that's the way how Narottam Das Thakur left his body. Any other, there, yes. Well, devotees are never unhappy. Pure devotees are never unhappy. Also, that's what Prabhupada also said. Prabhupada said he's an acharya. Acharya means one whose footsteps we should follow. So Narottam Das Thakur gave the perfect example. He was never unhappy. But then again, he showed himself to be unhappy in order to illustrate that even the emotions of unhappy, of sorrow, of anger, distress, even these emotions can be used in service of Krishna. Even these emotions that look so materialistic, people are just like, why are you being like this? You know, just be happy, chant and be happy. You know, it's all about chanting. You're not chanting properly. That's why you're unhappy. But Narottam Das Thakur says that Narottam Borodukhi, he's unhappy, but he's unhappy in the service of Krishna consciousness because he's trying to show us that even acharyas are seemingly unhappy because they're in separation of Krishna. Lord Gauranga, he even wrote the Shikshastakam and he said he's unhappy. He only desires love of Krishna. But how can he be unhappy? He's Lord Gauranga. You know, but even then, Lord Gauranga is not doing it for himself. He's trying to show everybody else. Same is with Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna is such a great devotee. Krishna was his special friend. He's not just some person who was, you know, confused about his duty. Oh, Krishna, you're just my friend, so I'm going to ask you, you know. No, he was such a great devotee of Krishna, and he was such an exalted personality. And even he says, please, I don't know what to do. He says in chapter 2, text 7, he says, Karponya dosha pata swabhava. He says, I have no idea what my duty is. I have no idea what my duty is. Please instruct me in this way. Please accept me as your disciple. And just see that Krishna was instructing him. The whole Bhagavad Gita is just instructing Arjuna about his duty. But do you really think that Arjuna didn't know what he had to do? Even though he was such a great devotee, he was doing it for everybody else. Because right now, our main scripture, one of our main scriptures is the Bhagavad Gita. If the Bhagavad Gita wouldn't be there, how could we understand things like the Srimad Bhagavatam? We couldn't understand the Srimad Bhagavatam. People can barely even understand the Bhagavad Gita. In Vrindavan, when I was in Vrindavan on Gita Jayanti, I was distributing Bhagavad Gitas. And I was telling this one Indian lady, take this Bhagavad Gita, today's Bhagavad Gita is Gita Jayanti, you know. Do you know what it is about? She's like, yeah, I know. I was like, okay, so what's it about? And she said, she came to me and she whispered, she said, I don't actually know what it is about, but I have it at home. And I was like, oh, okay. So then I was just thinking, you know, we think we understand, but people don't even understand the Bhagavad Gita. Let's say the Srimad Bhagavatam, which has so many cantos, so many pastimes even. How can we understand that? But just because of the grace of Krishna. Just through his devotional service and through the service to the guru and to the acharyas, because by their contribution to our movement, are we able to even understand maybe a tiny bit of Krishna? So that's why it's very important. Again, I will repeat this, that Narottam Das Thakur is such an important personality, and this is such an important day to remember. Is it okay? Thank you. Any other questions? Shri Narottam Das Thakur ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Jai Gaur Premanande Hari Bol.